I had a great test case for this because we were shipped overnight two copies. I specifically asked for two because my grandchildren live in California and were visiting me in Oregon, and the others just live up the street from us. But I have 2 8-year-old grandsons, Jake and Matt. So I wanted the first two copies to go to them. So I signed the first one to Jake because he just lives right up the street. And then as soon as Matt got there to our house, I signed that one to him. Well, Jake read it through and called me on his mom's cell phone about four times just to say, "Oh, I'm on page 76, Popsy," you know, and he goes, "Oh man, it's really good. And I really love." Well, okay, so I'm just going, Grandpa wrote something cool, and he wants to get it to all of his friends. Can I get extra copies of it to give it to my, "Oh yeah, you can have as many copies as you want. You want hundreds, you'll get hundreds." But then my grandson from California comes up and they're living in our house. And for the rest of the time they're there, anytime they're indoors, he's over there reading the thing. And before he left, he says, "Just wanted you to know I've read through it 10 times. Okay, 10 times in a 1 week period. The great thing about it is the gospel is woven into it. So he has memorized the gospel content by now. He's one of those kids where he could read it twice and he'd know, but to read it 10 times, I mean, turn the page and you know what the words are going to say. What a terrific thing. And so for me, it's personally gratifying, but I also have a picture of a lot of other kids out there, including from non-Christian families, kids that have never heard the gospel, just like I've never heard the gospel. When I was in junior high and I was reading all those comic books, nobody had ever told me the gospel. If I had gotten this, I would have read through it and I would have, for the first time, heard the gospel.